Dr. Sabertarian Office Note on Patient, Brenda Phillips, PHILLIPS, Brenda, BRENDA. Date of birth is 3/25/1958. Date of service, 3/18/2025. Per paragraph of the patient, 66-year-old, African-American female, who is referred to see me by Dr. Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, for kidney follow-up. Per paragraph, past medical history includes history of SLE and lupus nephritis, had been on dialysis for 8 years prior to getting a kidney transplant on September 22, 2022 at St. Luke's. Deceased kidney transplant. Patient had been following with Dr. Murthy from transplant nephrology, and she has been released to follow with a regular nephrologist. She's presenting to my office today for that purpose. Also, she has history of GERD, anxiety, and hypertension and asthma. Period. The surgical history includes a deceased donor kidney transplant 9/22/2022, right upper extremity AV fistula, and two other operations for AV fistulas, multiple tunnel dialysis catheter placement, ectopic pregnancy, and parathyroidectomy. Allergy, she's allergic to gabapentin, gives her hallucinations. Social history, patient is single, has had two adult children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She used to work as an MA. Family history, father died from emphysema, mother has hypertension, died from hypertension and had chronic kidney disease. I'm sorry. Mother is still alive and has hypertension and chronic kidney disease. Review of system reviews, no headaches. Vision is good with glasses, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. Regular bowel movements positive, nocturia times 2, no hematuria, no incontinence, and no leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 vaccine. Period. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include albuterol, amlodipine, calcium citrate, carvedilol, citalopram, hydralazine, ipratropium albuterol nebulizer, levocetirizine, magnesium oxide, mirtazapine, mycophenolate 250 mg twice a day, omeprazole 40 mg daily, prednisone 5 mg daily, tacrolimus, 1.5 milligram in the morning and 1 milligram in the evening, period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, the HNT pupils around the active dilator and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal S1-S2, no murmur, no friction of her lung, tachycardia, no auscultation, no crackles or resistor, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity skin, no skin rash, dotted neuro exam, non-focal investigations available to me. Her vitamin D level was 42.9 from January 2024. Cholesterol 178, HDL 78, TSH 0.75, potassium 4.8, creatinine 1.01, BNO 15. Estimated GFR is 62. A1C was 5.8. Good paragraph. Hemoglobin from that time was 11.6. Assessment plan. One, stats post deceased donor kidney transplant from September 22, 2022. Doing well. 2.5 years post-transplant. She currently has CKD stage 2 to 3. We're going to recheck her kidney function and check her tacrolimus level and follow closely, period. Avoid nephrotoxic agents, period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis, GERD. Continue omeprazole for now. Consider tapering and discontinuing PPI to avoid complications. Next, SLE apparently quiescent with no symptoms at this time. Next, hypertension. Uncontrolled in the office because she ran out of her amlodipine. We are going to refer it and monitor. Next, history of asthma, continue nebulizers. Here, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Berger, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. We'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks.